While Government Canyon is more than four times its size, the Opperton Bessie Kronkoski State Natural Area is still pretty huge.
3,757 acres.
James Rice is superintendent, and at this point the only employee of Kronkoski, which is 7 miles west of Burney in a particularly hilly stretch of Highway 46.
Albert and Bessie Kronkoski started buying up this property in around 1946. And they wanted to preserve it.
Preserve it they have. Now, thanks to the Kronkoski Foundation, the land straddling western Kendall and eastern Bandera counties was deeded to the state.
In July of 2011, Parks and Wildlife picked it up, and we're in the process of developing it into a state natural area.
The state natural area, the number one purpose is for resource conservation. The resource comes first.
What is the process for making it available to the public?
What we have to do, number one, is do baseline surveys. That's where everything starts. We have to identify the fragile areas. We have to identify areas that can take some impact that the public will bring.
They supervise volunteers to survey and count plant and wildlife populations, including endangered birds like golden-cheeked warblers. Having those numbers and resurveying every year gives them critical information for tracking trends and maintaining the land's health. From those numbers, they also glean best practices.
And then what we'll do is we'll then put together a public use plan. And we just had our first public meeting last week in Burney. The public has to be involved in the process.
Public meetings invite ideas for use of the area, but the baseline is what the land can handle. Full park admission by the public is still 4 or 5 years away. And once it opens, here's what you can expect.
Hiking, backpacking, things of that nature, I'm sure.
Primitive camping?
Yes, primitive camping and tent camping.
And any recreational opportunities that we're going to put in out here cannot deplete those natural resources.
We took a bouncy ride in his four-wheel drive pickup where Rice showed me part of the Kronkoski, pointing out its unique features. This park has an unusual advantage, a sparse deer population. Why is that a good thing? Because they eat the leaves off saplings that will become larger parent trees in coming years, killing them off in the process. He worries about the hill country.
What are we going to be left with in about 50, 60, 70 years?
You know, cedar.
Yeah, that's right, cedar. That's exactly right.
We have a bit of a deer mystery here. What's the deal with that?
Well, there was a deer herd here all the way up till around 1995, 96 or so. And for whatever reason, the population crashed.
How do they know that? Because seedling Texas Madrone, red oak, and even big tooth maple, there are perhaps hundreds out there, are thriving. The young saplings wouldn't be if there were deer there to eat them.
We talked about the Texas salamander, spring salamander that we're finding here, all the sycamore leaf snowbell that we're finding. All of these are fragile things, and we want to make sure that people have the opportunity to learn about them, but we don't want the impact of them to deplete those populations.
He says there's still much to do, but he's optimistic about the park's future.
We want to do it right.
We have pictures of the Albert and Bessie Kronkoski State Natural Area at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.